In this episode of Kids Podcast, I get to share some wisdom with you about leading kids in your church and in your home. Because dealing with kids is work, hard work, and I want to give you the tools you need to champion the kids around you. You can learn more and support what's going on at rongaleministries.com. What do we do when we lose the cool? That's right. That's the topic of today's podcast is what do I do when I lose my cool? And as a parent, this happens a lot. Yes, it can happen in the church world as well. Today, we're going to focus more on the parenting side of things. And when our kids are being little rugrats, right? What are we going to do? Time to bust them up. And so how do I respond? How do I fix this? Why? And so forth. And I would love to dig in. Before we go too far, let's put out some obvious disclaimers. One, I, Ron Gale, does not know everything. I am not an expert. I do not have a doctorate in the field of child psychology or education. I have a master's degree, but not in that stuff. And the nice thing about having a degree is, one, you're given kind of this education on how to think about things. But then when you start getting a master's degree, it changes your education. It changes the way you think, not just that you thought about it. And then in my perspective, when you start going into doctorates and things like that, it forces you to do more research and to in deeper dives into things. And so I don't have a doctorate. I do a lot of just studying and researching and experiencing. I have two kids. One is 5 and the other is 10. Nope, that's wrong. I have one that's 10 and now 15. Stink, my kids are getting old so fast. And they're both little rugrats whenever they choose to be. And they can both push my limits, push my buttons, and push me down. That's how strong they are. And if you've got kids like that, say amen.
Amen.
Nice. But secondly, you know, when we get these kids, they don't come with manuals, right? You know, when I go get my fishing license from the Pennsylvania Boat and Fish Commission, you know, I have to check off a little button that says, I read the manual, I know the rules. You know, we go get our new brand new car, it comes with a manual. When we get new video games and it comes with a little graph that says this button means just jump. But when my kid came, the doctor said, don't shake the baby, good luck. And so there's no manuals on how to be a good parent. You can go to the store and find books upon books upon books from different philosophies and theologies and other Alamies, and I mean, which one is right, which one's wrong? And so I tend to have this philosophy when I'm parenting, and it's simple. And I'm gonna be honest, Mr. Sean Donahue from Raising Modern Teenagers podcast, the Sean Donahue Show, I highly recommend him. He helped me to think and process through this, and I love his material, but his perspective on this one detail has kind of formulated a lot of what I think through whenever I parent and as I pastor. And that's this, is that these small people will one day become big people. That's right. This small human that I'm raising will one day be a big human. And so the other day, actually last week, my wife went away. She was in North Carolina doing disaster relief from the hurricane. And for the first time, I was a stay-at-home single dad for an entire week. You know, I've done one or two days here and there, but this is multiple days of being alone. Multiple days of no fishing. Multiple days of telling my soccer guys, hey, no soccer tonight, I gotta be dad. Multiple days of just being a stay-at-home dad. And I have to say,
I nailed it. I did really good until that last day. My boy wanted to give me a little lip. My daughter wanted to snap at me. And it kind of built up through the day. Earlier in the day, I said, "Hey, you want some food?" And she was like, "I don't know." I was like, "Whoa, hey, calm down. I don't know what's going on here, but I'll just bring you something, I guess." And then my son was all like, "Dad, you're bothering me right now. I'm trying to play games or do my thing, and you're not cool right now." I was like, "Whoa, hey." So I cleaned, I did my dad thing, and later on, my daughter was like, "Dad, can you make the beeping stop, please?" She didn't say that. She typed it. And you know when you read types and you read messages and every word is capitalized, bolded, and exclamated, and color bombed? That's the kind of text I got. I was like, "Oh, snap." I had to type back calmly with lowercase proper grammar. "What exactly is beeping?" It's just, "I don't know, there's beeping outside the hallway." In my mind, that's probably the fire detector's battery is being low. So I went upstairs and I'm looking at all the fire detectors, and none of the ones I'm looking at are beeping. I can hear the beep, but not the ones that I was. So I go into her room and I say, "Hey, is there a detector in this room?" "I don't know, Dad. Why are you in here bothering me?" I was like, "Whoa, hey, you asked for my help, and here I am trying to help, and you're giving me lip, and I'm telling you right now, blah, 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 boom." And she was like, "Oh, snap, my dad's being serious." Then she got sad. And then she told on me. Then I got in trouble. And so so yeah, I lost my cool for a hot second. I know some of you are like, "Well, you just yelled back, you just told her how it was," and you're not wrong. That's what happened. At the same time, I kind of have resorted to the philosophy of yelling less in our home. We don't really spank anymore. We used to. We've kind of graduated from that, and that's a different podcast for a different time. But in this particular case, I built up, and then I told him how it was. I yelled back, I snapped back, and it wasn't very long, but it changed the emotions in the home, and this is how I dealt with it. And so let's walk through what happens after, because what do you do when you lose your cool? That's the title of today's podcast on kids, and helping you lead your child into an overflowing life with Jesus, both in the church and at home. And sometimes as a pastor and as a parent, you lose your cool in front of the kiddos. So I have four steps here, four things to keep in mind. Number one is, don't allow yourself to build up. Don't allow it. If you can imagine with me, a 2-liter thing of soda. You shake it. You shake it. And all that pressure builds and builds and builds until there is a release somewhere, whether you break the cap or you unscrew the cap, and then, right? All right. So what can we do to avoid, to not allow yourself to build up like that? You're like, "Well, Ron, that doesn't make it. How do you not allow yourself to build up?" It's a very good question. All right, so there are lots of ways, and we call this basically periodization and EQ. In the soccer world, we use periodization to teach our athletes how to digest the information. And ultimately, your brain is like a sponge. It either is getting wetter and wetter and wetter, or drier and drier and drier. And if your brain is too wet, this is how they explained it in our periodization class for soccer training, it won't be able to digest new information from a soccer coach. the idea is that when your athletes are in school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, getting ready for the big test on Thursday, and then they come to soccer practice on Thursday, and you're trying to drill them with new concepts and ideas on Thursdays, well, they're getting wetter and wetter and wetter and wetter, and they're so wet that when you add your soccer knowledge on their brain, well, that water is not sticking with them. It's just falling off the sponge because it's so saturated. You have to allow the brain to dry up a little so that it can absorb new knowledge. And so the same concept works with EQ. When you are dealing with emotions, well, you can only handle so much emotions for so long before you have to release that emotions or allow that emotion to, quote unquote, dry out. And so as a parent, what do you do to allow your emotional brain to dry out? Do you want to be like bone hard dry? No, of course not. That's totally different. That's it's just an analogy. You still want to keep your a healthy balance of what's going on emotionally in your self-care. But some things that I do to keep myself from building up too much is I go fishing. That's right. I go fishing. Now, you might not be a fisherman. That's cool. You know, I have a pastor I work with, and I was like talking with him, and he was like, Ron, what do you do to not burn out? What do you do to recharge? What do you do? And I was like, I go fishing, bro. Come on. You know me. And he was like, oh, I don't want to fish. I'm like, that's on you. However, he does hike. So hike. And the principle here is very simple. When we recreate, we allow our brain to regenerate. Oh, that will preach. When we recreate, we allow our brain to regenerate. Another thing you can do to help your brain is rest and sleep. Rest and sleep. Like, get more sleep, take a nap, actually get a good night's sleep. Don't drink water before you go to bed. and then just sleep strong, sleep good. Another good thing you can do is actually go exercise. Stimulate your entire heart and mind and blood flow, and you know, just a walk will do, a run will do. This is why I play a lot of soccer, because truth be told, I come from the Gale family, and if you know anything about Gale history, you probably don't, is that we have a long line of history of anger issues. My dad had anger issues. My grandpa had anger issues. I have anger issues. And I think I am the only one in my history that has intentionally tried to manage it, tried to calm it down, tried to redirect it, reshape it, reform it, rethink it. And so, getting that rest, letting your brain do that thing. And so, yeah, let me think. So we said to recreate, we said to sleep. Oh, and we said sleep, rest. I forget what the third one is I said. But another one we can do is just eat. Eat a healthy meal. Yes, sir. Which is different than eating. I know eating makes us happy. There's also something to be said about eating healthy. So bottom line is, don't allow yourself to build up, which means to allow your brain to digest, to dry up a little, to not be over flooded with emotions. And so what happened with me was I was stay-at-home dad all week. I said no to soccer. I said no to fishing. I said no to everything. And I built up, and I built up, and I built up until finally there was that last drop of whatever fluid, and that was going to go nowhere. And I said, nah. I was shaken until someone cracked my cap, and I was like, ugh! And I snapped. I yelled back, and that was not cool. Not cool at all. All right, let's go to number two. After I... or you or we, after we blow up, after it happens, after we yell, scream, throw, whatever, because that's happened with myself back in the day. I would get so mad at my spaghetti that I would just throw it across the room. I would get so mad at whatever. I remember one time when my kid was She had to be like a couple months old. I didn't know what I was doing. I was a brand new dad. And she was crying and crying and crying. And I did not shake no baby. Just put it out there. That's not good. But I was so mad and so frustrated. I had no way of releasing that tension that I walked outside, grabbed the chair, and just started wailing on a tree. And now that chair is a pile of mulch. So after that release of energy, after you have exploded, here's number two. Fizzle down and think, I am the adult. Fizzle down or calm down and think, I am the adult. Because remember from our analogy, we are also like that 2-liter bottle of soda that's being shaken and shaken and shaken and shaken until the pressure is released. Well, you're going to have to calm that fizzle down. Back off. At some point in this moment, you're going to recognize that, hey, I'm going. You need to back off. And I know that it can be hard. There are times in my past where I remember just going and going and going, and I telling everybody exactly how I feel. And you're talking like 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, and I'm still upset. I'm still telling people off. I'm still talking to my wife and everybody, and I'm not doing good, and I'm just going and going and going. And you following what I'm saying, right? Well, at some point, I need to recognize. I need to fizzle down, I need to calm down, and think, I am the adult. I am the adult. I'm the adult with a full functioning brain. I'm the adult who has the fully developed brain. Now, for those of you that don't know, your child's brain is a lot like its body. It is growing. It does not have a hypothalamus. It might not have a prefrontal lobe. It might not even have a hippopotamus, at least not until Christmas. Some of you may have just now got that. But your child's brain is constantly developing, and it won't fully develop until between ages 18 and 22-ish, maybe 24 if they're late bloomers. So as their body grows, their brain also grows. And through that process of brain growth, different things are missing until it actually happens. For example, the prefrontal lobe. It's the part of the brain that controls their rational thinking. This is why young people will choose the candy over the smart decision. Or they will choose to do something dumb because it sounds cool and fun with their friends rather than be safe. The prefrontal lobe is not fully there yet. And so I have that. I'm a fully developed man, an adult. They are not. And I have to decide in the midst of my heat, my anger, and my emotions, to be an adult, to calm down, and back up. So, number one, do what I can to not allow myself to build up. And the reality is that will happen at some point. You're still going to build up. As much as I fish and play soccer, this is 1 week where it didn't work out for me. And it happens. And that's why we're having this podcast. What do we do when it does happen? Number two is we fizzle down and think, I am the adult. Number three, we need to collect and reflect. Right? I need to find myself some me time, some alone time. It can be a hot minute. It can be 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. Give your kids video games if you need. Call your mom. Call your spouse and say, hey, I need you to deal with the kids for a hot minute. Sometimes what I do is I just go in the backyard and blow leaves. Or I'll go cut the grass real quick. Or I'll go sit in the front porch in the rocking chair and just look at the trees. It might literally be 5 minutes. It might be 30 minutes. But I allow myself to collect myself, and I reflect on what just happened. I just blew up. Why? Why did that topic really bother me? Why did that trigger me? Where is that coming from? And so let's back up a little. So for me, I can say that, yeah, it was a buildup. Okay. But why did that one last buildup trigger me differently? Now, Let's review. My daughter asked for help. I went in to go get help. Or to give help. And she snapped at me. And I didn't like that. So my first question is, why did I not like that? Well, because it's not respectful. But why is why am I defining that as disrespect? Is it just me that says it's disrespectful? Or does everyone say it's disrespectful? Or what? And then, I continue to ask questions like, where is that coming from? Where does that thought come from? Where does that mindset come from? Now, I have to weigh my brain, because I know if I said things like that to my dad when I was growing up, it was going to be considered as disrespect, and he was going to yell at me and bust me up. Additionally, she asked for my help. I came to give it, and she then kind of rejected me. So did I feel rejected, or did I feel like I was offering something that wasn't really wanted, or she was wasting my time? What was I really feeling there? And the more I reflected, the more I felt like she has a dad who went out of his way to go help her when she asked for help and then blew me off. Whereas I had a dad, and at some point he passed away, and then I no longer had a dad. So there's a little bit of that, you're not appreciating what you have because I'm right here for you, right? So I'm reflecting on all these things. Now, this is good because when you're able to reflect and have a conscious awareness of what's going on in your brain, it helps you to remain calm in the future when the same things happen, all right? In soccer, we call this speed of play. And in leadership, we call it speed of leadership. When you do the same things over and over, but also give yourself a reference to those things, it helps it happen faster, right? Think of it like trash day when you move into the new house. You move into your new house, you're like, well, it's trash. It's full. What do I got to do? When is trash day? You go through this research process. You ask your neighbors, hey, when's trash day? Where do we put the trash can at? When do they pick it up? And okay. And then by the second, third, fourth week, it becomes automated, even in your calendar. Like, oh, it's Monday. We take it out, put it in the bin, leave it on the streets. And then by 3 o'clock that day, and it's a whole routine that happens automatically. That's the speed of leadership. And so when you give yourself a reference to your emotions, your speed of parenting, ooh, self-leadership, oh, self-care, yes, builds. And so collect and reflect. Collect your thoughts, reflect on what, why, and all that jazz. And in this process, it's super important, super, super, super important that you are able to step back and be objective. Was I selfish in this moment? Do I just want power in this moment? Do I just want the respect and demand it? Because remember, you're the adult, they're the small human who does not know yet. And if all you do is want power and respect, this is how Sean Donahue explains it. All you're teaching your kid is that you care about yourself more than you care about them. And so sometimes I have to reflect and say, is this about me, or is this about them, or is this about us? What is this about? So before I address it, do I need to address me? Do I need to address them? Do I need to address us? And so being objectable about what is wrong with me is way more important than what is wrong with the situation. All right, let's go with number four. We said number one was don't allow yourself to build up. Number two is fizzle down and think, I am the adult. Number three is to collect and reflect. And number four is go make it right. Go make it right. Go make an amends. Go do something that verbally and visibly says that you are making an attempt to apologize and make this good again. So in this particular situation, I came up probably an hour and a half later. There have been times with my other child where I've gone back maybe within 10 minutes right away. Sometimes it can be that fast. Like, okay, this is what happened. I'm calming down. I'm reflecting. And yeah, that's because of my daddy issues. And hey, son, I'm sorry. So in this case, I went up to my daughter and I was like, hey, this is what happened. You said you needed help. I came up to help and then I felt like you blew me off. I want to make sure that you know that one, I'm sorry that I exploded. That's not right. To explode is not right. And here's why I say that piece. Because when you're an adult, because remember, we're raising small humans to be one day become big humans. You cannot just go to your boss, or you cannot just be a boss and start exploding on people and expect no consequences. It is not healthy for an adult to take actions that have no consequences, right? You have to accept. And so as I'm doing life with my kid, I'm teaching them how to be an adult, how to grow up and be a big human, which also means accepting the consequences of my actions and doing something about it, like making an amends. So, babe, this is what happened. I feel like this, and I'm sorry for my wrong reactions. I talked it through with her. And then she was like, well, okay, here's what happened with me. And she explained her side of the story. And I was like, okay, what we need to do in the future is figure out how for you to give me information rather than the frustration. Because it seemed like she was frustrated too about something other than me. I just happened to be her tipping point. And so point is, I went to her, I apologized, I made it right, I gave her a hug, I asked her, is there anything I can do for you to make this right? Now, sometimes she's like, I want a sandwich. Sometimes I, you know, just want you to leave. And that happens a lot. She's like, actually, if you just leave right now, that would make things right. Teenage girls. But this time she was like, no, just, I'm good. We're good. Thanks, Dad. And we made it right. And so there we go. There we go. So what do you do when you lose your cool? One, try not to allow yourself to build up by allowing your brain to regenerate. Number two, fizzle down and think, I am the adult. Because you know what? Your child's brain is not all there yet. Number three, collect yourself and reflect on where are my emotions coming from? And why do I care about that? And number four, go make it right. Go make it right by saying, I am sorry for my fault in this, that I want to be a good parent, and I want to show you that I love you more than I love myself. So there you have it. If you've got questions, type it in that comment. Send me an email. I'm happy to try to help. You can find me and more of my stuff at rongaleministries.com. Until next time, everybody say bye. Thank you for letting us speak into your life. At the end of the day, our goal is simple. We just want to raise these little people to one day become big people. Be sure to check out our website at rongaleministries.com to show your support. Thank you for listening, and be sure to smash that like button and turn that button blue or whatever else the kids are doing these days. Until next time, everybody say bye, Pastor Juan.